All right, you'd been working on Happy Feet for quite some time. Actually, is it 4 years?
It would be like nearly that? 4 years, probably. Yeah.
Okay. So, how did you first become involved with Happy Feet?
I just got an incredible call one day saying, "Can you go and meet George Miller about a musical and Mad Max 4?"
Mm-hmm.
And so I went and met him, and he is the most wonderful man. He's an ex-doctor, so he has this kind of, he has this manner that even if he's asking you to write the scene again for the seventh time, you don't seem to mind. Mm-hmm. But he basically hired me to do the music and the musical arrangements and the score of Happy Feet, because he wanted it all to come out of one head. He didn't really feel that it could be split up amongst people.
Right.
So I was sort of one of the people who could do both sides of the equation. And he hired me to do Mad Max at the time as well, which was about the fact that every time he flew me down to Australia, it would sort of cost half as much on each film. And I just sort of pretty much began there and then. And he said to me, it's going to take 3 years, he said, but he really meant 4. And it's going to be chicken and egg. He says, I don't really know how we're going to do this. So I need to be able to throw things at you, and you do what you can with them, throw them back to me, and I'll chain them again and then throw them back to you. And that's exactly how it went. We really just experimented with every musical idea until we really got into the score, which was obviously later on.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was, that was the bulk of the work in the last year, I'd say. The first 3 years were the song arrangements for the musical numbers, and then the last year is the score.
Right. So now, because of that length of time, did you feel that helped or hindered your composing process?
Well, it helped, because I really did, get to know the story inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
And also it helped because George is a very, he's generous with his understanding and his knowledge, and it just meant that I could really grow, I think, as a as part of a filmmaking team throughout those years. I think it's improved my writing on every other film I've done. It just meant that by the time I got to score the movie after 3 years, I was really intimate with how it worked, and also because we'd established things within the musical numbers, we knew that we had to carry some of that forward. And so there's elements of the styles that we used in the musical numbers that are definitely part of the score. It just keeps it all rolling forward without you ever really having to think too hard about what just happened musically. You should never bump out of one thing and into another.
So what were the factors that determined, I imagine there were a lot of songs that weren't used. So what factors determine what songs stayed and what songs were discarded?
Well, we tried thousands of songs. We tried all sorts of ideas. And what I tried to do was make sure that if lyrically it made sense within the drama of what we were trying to say, I never wanted it to be thrown out immediately because it musically didn't feel what we needed.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if everyone knew a song, because we were only dealing with very famous songs, iconic songs, so everybody knew the arrangements, and somebody would say, I like the lyrics to this, but it's way too upbeat. We don't, it's a sad scene. How are we going to make that work? And it was my job to make sure that I would immediately, quickly try and even at the very least imagine how it could go, and try and tell everybody, well, hang on, I think if we give me a minute and I might be able to, change this into something completely different, but, keep its soul, keep its meaning. And then you'd get both the dramatic aspect of it, and you'd get, a unique version of it. And we would just try everything and anything, and stuff worked well, but then you would change the things around it, and contextually then it would be wrong. So you then have to change that. So every piece of music we put in the film would have an effect on the music around it, before it, after it. And that was sometimes hard, because you might have worked a long time on a section, later on in the film, and you a new song goes in earlier and throws everything out.
Mm-hmm.
So it was it was a puzzle. It's a jigsaw puzzle.
I can imagine. Well, I love the arrangement on Somebody to Love, and it sounds like there was an awfully large choir that's off the beginning. I was reading somewhere that you actually had to rent out a sound stage as opposed to a scoring stage.
Well, a lot of the vocals for the singing were done, the solos, a lot of them were done in my own home studio with the session singers here, amazing session singers. And then I got one session with 66 of them, all the ones who are good at gospel. And
Right. There's
a lot in LA who can do gospel, and there's the most incredible gospel voices here. And so we got a gospel choir to do two numbers, I Wish and Somebody to Love.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about Somebody to Love was that, you know, even though it was written and recorded by a bunch of English guys, although Freddie Mercury was Lebanese, I think, it was clear, actually, that it was a gospel song. I mean, it was his own, particular version of it. So I tried to just, I realized we could make our own, retread of it back to its, perhaps its roots, as Freddie Mercury had imagined it when he was sitting there at the piano writing it. And I got this huge choir in LA, which 66-piece choir is big, and it made a huge sound, and we overdubbed them several times, so, they sort of quadrupled. But then, for certain numbers, there were certain sounds that we just needed an even bigger sound, almost like a stadium sound. So what I did was we managed to get community choirs in Sydney, and they would come along, and they made up 600 people, basically, and there was no studio that could fit them, so we rented a soundstage at Fox Studios in Sydney, and they set up at one end, and they were fantastic, they were great, they sang all this stuff for us, and everything from, some of the shouts of Mambo to, the end, I Wish.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now, because there were so many songs used in the film, did you find it difficult to sort of weave your score throughout the film?
Well, I think that's the advantage of having been the one who did it. I mean, because the score was, as we would do each section, there would be little requirements, trying to fit it all together. So I was so intimate with how it was working and why. I mean, I would have hated to have come in at the last minute and looked at all this stuff and tried to figure out what had been going on and how the score was going to fit. By that time, it just felt completely natural. And there's actually, the 65 minutes of score, there's one section of the, by the time you get to just, after Boogie Wonderland, there's not another musical number after that point to the end of the movie until I Wish, really. And so there's a huge piece of score there that is, has been sprinkled throughout the whole first half of the movie as well. And we just sort of, we just picked up from where some of the song arrangements, with the styles of the song arrangements, and we picked up, obviously, some standard sort of scoring techniques, and just sort of threw it all together. And it made a lot of sense to me, but I think only because I'd done those arrangements.
Mm-hmm. Now, sort of while this was all going on, you actually worked on some other films as well. That was X-Men 3 and United 93.
Well, yes. Amongst others, yes. I mean, I had to take some work to pay the bills.
Of course, yes.
And I obviously the thing is, even though it took 4 years, I mean, it wasn't completely constant. There was a lot of work to do, that's the whole process of throwing it back and forward from here to Australia. I mean, I went to Australia a lot, but, even if I was working here, I would, record something, try something out with some singers, and then, send it over to Australia, and then, we'd talk, and in Australia, they'd edit it, try other things, with it, move it around, try other experiments on it, and throw it back to me. And that was a constant process, but at the same time, I needed to sort of do other work, I've been lucky. I mean, some of the films this year, all the films this year have been great. I mean, everything from, Ice Age to United 93.